Standergang, after Andre's last name. So this crime spree goes on for several months. The Standergang is hiding out at safe houses, hitting up banks when they can, collecting a lot of cash, and hanging out with lots and lots of escorts in their spare time. Now, before you start cheering these guys on too, just know that during this time on the run, Andre was known to approach random young women pretending to be a professional photographer. He would then lure them back to his hotel room, pretending he's going to take professional pictures of them, and then he would SA them. And at least two of these women end up reporting him to the police for this. And this will come up again later. So, eventually, the Standergang is named South Africa's Most Wanted. And their photos are suddenly everywhere. All over the media, everyone's talking about them. And the three guys know it's just a matter of time before they get caught. So, they come up with a plan to flee the country. So first, they decide they're gonna buy a small yacht, and they're gonna leave the country that way. I guess it's supposed to be safer than all three of them flying commercial. So then Andre uses a fake passport, he flies to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and there he's gonna finish negotiations on the sale of this yacht. The next day, back in South Africa, police show up to one of the safe houses the gang had been hiding in. Apparently, police had been tipped off by some of the escorts the gang used to hang out with. So police are suddenly outside of the safe house, and it's 5 a.m., and McCall is the only one home. And police are like, "Standergang, come out with your hands up!" And McCall, he's butt naked, because I guess he sleeps naked. And he gets his pew-pew, and he gets into a crazy butt-naked shootout with police. And they storm the place, and they're shooting at him, and he's running from room to room, shooting back. And then finally, once they have him cornered, he turns the pew-pew on himself, and he unalives himself. Meanwhile, there's Hale. As soon as Hale gets a tip that police are onto them, he bounces. He uses a fake passport, and he hops on a flight to Greece. So, he's long gone. While police, they raid all the gang's safe houses. And in one of those safe houses, they find photos of one of the women that Andre had SA'd a few months back. And this not only confirms her story about being SA'd, but it also confirms that this safe house belongs to him. And that safe house leads police to the yacht they bought. And that yacht leads them to a crew member they had hired to sail it. And that crew member tells them that Andre is supposed to deliver the yacht to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So now police know that Andre is in Florida. So then newspapers in Florida get word of this, and they start publishing Andre's picture in the paper. So now people in Florida are on high alert, looking for Andre. And so then, one morning, it all starts to fall apart for him. Because Andre is at a used car dealership, trying to get his car painted a different color because he had just stolen it. And there, the salesman recognizes him, because his pictures had just been in the local paper. And that salesman doesn't say anything then, but he later calls the police. So then later that night, police show up to Andre's apartment, and they surround it, because they're about to bust in. But Andre is actually not home. However, crazy enough, one of the officers just happens to spot him riding by on a bicycle. And the officer knows it's him, so he runs over and he confronts him. And so then Andre realizes what's going on, and he jumps off his bike and he makes a run for it. And then the officer chases after him and he catches up to him. And Andre stops and he pretends he's gonna give up, and then he grabs the officer's shotgun. And then thinking quickly, the officer pulls out his other pew-pew, and then bang, he shoots Andre 4 times, and he unalives him. Here's what Andre looked like in real life. So then that only leaves Hale. So Hale, he ultimately ends up in London. And there, he tries to commit another robbery, and he ultimately gets caught. And they throw him in prison for almost 20 years. Later, he does his time, and he gets out. And he becomes a better person, and he starts public speaking. And he actually dedicates himself to educating people about the horrible consequences of living a life of crime.
The major regret, actually, is the fact that I've wasted talents and abilities, and I've achieved nothing.
That's wild. Shout out to South Africa.